We tempt you, so be careful if you're on Highway 231. Reinhart Used Car Supercenter needs social media savvy customer service representatives. $36,000 per year salary. Text your information to 334-399-2895. That's 399-2895. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
They don't sign the art they create at Montgomery Paint and Body, but I'll tell you what. When you go back to MPB after they've had your car following an accident and that rollout moment comes, wow. You may not even recognize your car. I know people that's happened to. Everybody on the morning show has been to MPB and walked away with that jaw-dropping, I can't believe how great my car looks, experience. That's what they do. The Turner family for 30 years, they take each and every situation very, very personally. You pay those premiums, you should decide who gets to fix your vehicle. I can tell you, without hesitation, the best place to do that is Montgomery Paint and Body. No shortcuts, no games. They will not participate in any of that because they want each and every outcome to be one that people will brag on. And that's a pretty simple thing, okay? So remember, the next time you need, whether it's a simple fender repair or something a little more complicated, take your car to MPB, Montgomery Paint and Body, on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Their number is 27REC with a W. Montgomery Paint and Body, the gold standard in automobile body repair in the River Region.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Rich here for Plumbing by LukeWire. Now, you've heard and maybe used LukeWire for years for AC and heating. I have, because they've been around for 40 years doing that. But for over 2 decades, their plumbing department is second to none. Now, maybe you've had less than a satisfying experience with other plumbers over the years. They may have overcharged you during off hours. Well, give Plumbing by LukeWire a call. They never charge an overtime fee. They're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you're never going to be late for work waiting for them to show up, because when they say they're going to be there at a certain time, they're going to be there at a certain time. Anything from a broken pipe to installing a new hot water heater, they are the people. They are licensed, they are bonded, they're fully insured for your protection. As they say at Plumbing by LukeWire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call LukeWire at 264-9666 or visit them at acbylukewire.com on the web and click on the plumbing tab.
Alabama certification number 84417.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. There's an urgent search for a missing elderly man in Prattville. 81-year-old James Merriweather was last seen on 10th Street in Prattville around 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. He was wearing blue jeans, a blue and white shirt, and a black baseball hat. If you know where he is, call Prattville Police. An investigation is underway after human remains were found in the 3700 block of Wesley Drive Tuesday afternoon. Montgomery police say utility workers found the body. Investigators are still trying to determine a cause of death. And we're headed to Riverwalk Stadium tonight for Your Town Friday. Join Chief Meteorologist Shane Butler and our sports team as the Biscuits take on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Catch our live reports tonight at 5, 5:30, and 6 o'clock. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We've got a hot weekend forecast, but a few scattered storms will cool down some lucky towns.
Today, sun cloud mix with a high temperature in the middle 90s. Heat index, I think, will be near 100. Widely scattered afternoon and evening storms. Low tonight, 73. Tomorrow and Saturday, there will be scattered relief. A few extra storms on the radar. Otherwise, partly sunny and hot. Low to mid-90s both days. Low 70s at night. Then on Monday, the 1st of July, high around 95. Tuesday, high 96. Spotty afternoon storms for a few. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASA Credit Union's free Kasasa cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Today is National Food Truck Day and Insurance Awareness Day. So don't forget to get insurance to cover you for the days you'll miss work due to gastro-Ralphiness you got from observing National Food Truck Day.
And welcome back to the show. We've got a lot of callers. In fact, a full call board.
Can you believe it?
And they've been waiting on the phone for a while now.
They've
so thank
waiting.
You so much. We'll start and just go down the line here. East of the Rockies. Hey, East.
Hey, good morning. Listen, I got to congratulate Emily for getting Andy Kaufman to be a guest on the show. I always thought that he wasn't dead. You got to watch out, though, because he goes into that lounge singer mode and gets kind of mean. Hey, look.
Man in the Moon is one of the great movies ever made.
Yes, it is.
It's fantastic.
Great song, too.
Yes. Yes, Man on the Moon.
What's your guess here, East?
How about not use the shopping cart?
Oh, that's a good guess.
You would buy less.
Buggy.
No, it's a shopping cart.
Yeah.
It's a buggy. Go back to Indiana.
That's a really good guess. He's not the one we're looking for, but that is a fantastic guess, and I think you're actually correct on that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's talk to Bo Holt. Hey, Bo.
Good morning. I'm going to say don't go hungry.
That's also a good one.
That's a great one.
That's a fantastic
advice. When I go
hungry,
I buy everything at Costco.
Oh, my God. That is not the answer, though. That is not the one we're looking for. But
that's
you're a very good answer.
That's when I notice I need three different flavors of macaroons.
Right?
When I go hungry. I need strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla.
Oh, yeah. You got to get all three.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, y'all.
See you, man. Catman. Hey, Catman.
Hey. So I was going to say eat, but I'm going to change my thing to bring cash.
Oh, cash.
Because no one uses cash, so you can't buy anything.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's another good answer.
Well, no, if you just have cash, it limits what you can.
Well, they say if you use a credit card or debit card, you spend more every time.
Yeah, but not 20% more.
Right. That's not the answer that we're looking for, but that was a good guess.
Darn it, guys. All right. Every day.
I like old cat, man.
This is Greg P. We're looking for the answer that experts say you'll spend about 20% less on shopping if you do this one thing. What do you think it is, Greg?
Well, my first two guesses were taken, so I'll take a shot in the dark and say, don't bring the kid and or wife.
Uh-huh.
So you're saying
that men actually do the grocery shopping.
So you're
they
saying
they do more efficient grocery shopping.
Wow! Shots fired!
So you're saying go by yourself. That is the answer.
That's the answer.
That
good
is
job.
It. That
well
was
done,
the correct answer.
Sir. Well done, good sir. Going alone.
Going alone, you'll spend about 20% less on shopping when you do that. So congratulations, Greg.
All right.
How excited are you?
I'm pretty excited. Just kind of trying to be funny.
Well, it paid off.
Yeah, well, it did. You now got a $10 gift certificate to go shopping the menu at the Seafood Bistro.
And with a gift certificate, you'll spend 10% more.
Anywho, Greg.
Well, fantastic.
Hang on the line. I'll get your info, okay?
Okay.
All right.
So now, God, I was expecting more, but now what are we going to do?
What's your last name, Greg?
I have no idea what to do.
Greg.
We've got...
Nailed it.
Yeah, he did.
Really good
answer.
Yeah, Yeah.
What?
I got to start taking him up on that. I shop alone, and I spend a lot, but we got a lot of kids and stuff.
And your phone number.
Let's see. Some of these things have gone viral here on this list that I have here. Oh, you know what? I had a list. There was a list. Four tips. Speaking of shopping and going alone, four tips for saving money this summer. Four tips on how to save some money this summer.
I'm in. I love saving money.
But you go to Costco. You're just saying that you go to Costco and spend too much money.
I know, but he's got tips for saving money so I can go to Costco and spend even more.
And when you talked about going to Costco hungry, how can you get through Costco hungry because they have all those people there with the samples? What are you making the face for?
Some of those samples are gross.
What? Chex Mix isn't gross. It's amazing.
Some of them are gross.
Here are four tips on how to save some money this summer. Find free events.
Well, of course. Free is you don't spend money.
Duh.
Speaking of, we have a free event coming up on Wednesday over at Blood Cultural Park.
Yeah. July 3.
Yeah, with the biggest and baddest fireworks display in town.
$25,000 worth of explosives.
$25,000.
You ever set 25 grand on fire? We're about to. Yeah. Party.
Summer is the most popular time for street festivals, outdoor concerts, and other community events that are usually free to attend. Number two, host a garage sale. You got twofold benefits on that one. You'll declutter the house, and you might make a little bit of money out of it as well.
Have you ever hosted a yard sale or a garage sale?
Long time ago we did
like
one.
Like, they can be frightening.
What kind of people showed up, Jay?
I'll
hit up estate sales and yard sales and garage sales.
I'm not saying every person who shows up is that way, but
the people that park across the street, when you say it's going to start at 7 and they're parked across the street at like 5:45 scoping out what you're setting out on the lawn, it just makes me nervous.
I was a kid when we did this, and I don't really remember, but I know we did it.
Some creepy crawlies come up. Hey, we had a yard sale back in like 2006 or 7, maybe 7 or 8 actually, and the lady came at 6:15 in the morning and said, "I'll buy everything for $300. We're like, knock yourself out.
Are you serious?
There must have been something in there that she didn't want to draw our attention to. Well, there must have been something valuable we didn't know we had. That she just like, I'll take it all. Yeah. She bought everything.
That's
took it all.
Wow.
So, you know what? And I was like,
You didn't haggle or anything? You didn't try to get like $350?
Hell no. I thought I was gonna make like $50. I just wanna get rid of some stuff.
Yeah, I know.
And she came in, she's like, I'll give you $300 for everything. Yard sale's over, folks. Get the hell out of my yard.
He can go back to bed.
Yeah.
He's done.
Yeah.
It's the quickest yard sale. Right. Number three on a tip of how to save money this summer, grill outside. Grilling outdoors helps keep the house cooler by not heating up the kitchen with the stove, and you don't have to just make burgers and hot dogs. You can grill pizza, kebabs, even dessert like grilled peaches.
And the added benefit of staying alive. You grill inside, you did.
Yeah, that's true. And number four, take your summer vacation the last week of August. Most families don't want to take a vacation right before school starts, so you might be able to find better prices the last week of August.
We're not going on vacation until September. We're not going down to Panama City until September.
That was the most irresponsible recommendation I've ever heard. Take the kids out of school for a week?
Well,
the week before school starts.
No, he said the week after school starts.
It says the last week of August.
Right.
Oh, school's already back in session in August.
It usually is, for some.
Where are these people from? 1955?
Do it the week after school starts.
Most families don't want to take a vacation right before school starts, so you might be able to find better prices the last week of August. Didn't talk about...
Oh, I see.
You know,
yeah.
They're of the... their figure that, you know, this is 1960-something. When you go back to school the day after Labor Day. I already said that,
but nobody heard it because nobody pays attention.
It was great. It was a great, great point, Emily.
This is just my
1950s,
entire,
you said.
My entire life.
Hey, when I was in Indiana, there was a sign that said, welcome back to school August 1.
Yikes.
August 1.
Yeah, they start early. Well, they moved, I don't know. They get the weeks, they get the whole week off, the fall break and stuff. We didn't have that when I was in school. We had AEA week.
That was spring break.
That was spring break.
Yeah.
A new survey found that the average American only gets 10 really good nights of sleep a month.
I was going to say a year.
Yeah, a month.
A month.
Well, who are these glorious people?
Right?
I bet they're happy, too.
60% of us regularly have trouble falling asleep, and the average American only gets 10 really good nights of sleep a month. Here are the 10 most common things we do when we can't fall asleep. Number 10, we just lay there and stare at the ceiling. That's 26% of us do that. Number 9, go for a walk. I have never not been able to sleep and thought, I'll get up and walk. Never.
Isn't that the opposite of trying to go to sleep?
There's a treadmill.
You're outside?
Let me get on the tread. No. Number 8, go play video games. That won't do it for me either. That'll wake me up.
Blue light.
Number 7, play a game on your phone. That does not work for me.
Oh, man. The worst thing in the world is when you're tired and you're laying in bed playing something on your phone or looking at something on your phone and you drop the phone on your face. I've done it.
That's happened to you?
Yes, and it hurts.
Get a drink of water. It's number 6.
Near. How about
warm milk and honey?
No.
I've tried that before. I never tried warm milk.
With honey.
Okay.
That just seems... Yes.
What about, you know, a good squirt in there, make it nice and sweet, kind of warm it up on the stove?
Take some sleepy time tea.
Try the milk and honey.
Okay. Number 5, read something online.
Again, blue light. This is the opposite of trying to go to sleep.
Number 4, check social media.
Blue light.
Number 3, read a book.
There you go.
Okay, so I was going to see if that showed up, because that's always, growing up, that's what I did.
Yeah, but if it's a good book, I want to stay up and read more. You know, if I read like some autobiography of some 16th century French scientist, then
keep that by the bedside when you're trying to get some sleep. Number 2, roll around or switch positions in bed.
Roll around. That was a euphemism for a...
Stop it.
I don't think that's going to put you to sleep.
And the number one thing that we do when we can't get to sleep is we watch TV.
Blue light. You know what a great advice is for people who are having trouble falling asleep? You know those amber shooting glasses? Not the yellow ones, the amber ones. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Get on eBay or go down to a sporting goods store or something, buy some amber glasses and put them on about 7 p.m. and wear them all through the evening. Put your phone down about an hour before you want to go to sleep. Don't look at your phone, your TV, your computer, anything, but keep those amber glasses on. It blocks out all the blue light, even from your incandescent light bulbs, from every background piece of light. It'll make you sleepy.
I still have an app on my laptop here that I turn off because my day is so different. I can't remember what it's called. It's not called Go to Sleep or something like that. But what it does is it recognizes the time of the day.
Yeah.
And it'll start to do this weird dimming on your screen.
My phone does that.
It'll turn to orange. It'll kind of orange on the screen. Go Flow or something. I can't remember.
Your phone will start to decrease its brightness throughout the day. I've got, like, I don't have an alarm. We have an alarm clock. We just don't normally use it. We use the alarms on our phones. And I have the option that iPhone has where you can set the bedtime thing. So at 8:30, it'll say, go to sleep now to get 7 hours of sleep, blah, 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 blah. Then at 9 o'clock, it silences my phone, like text messages, phone calls, and stuff like that. So there's no pinging, no buzzing, or anything like that.
Do you have certain people on override, like if your mom needs to get a hold of you?
I've noticed that if it's something from the same person, like a series of texts or whatever, the first thing, it'll mute the first one. The screen will just light up. It won't give a notification. It'll just light up. And then if it's the third time, it'll let it come through.
Like my wife's on override. So if she texts me, I'll get a doot-doot, even if my phone's on silent and everything else.
Yeah.
Hers is still audible. You can set certain people to override your silent or even your do not disturb function.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I need to do that.
I'll show you how.
It's an app called Flux.
Flux capacitor?
F-L-U-X, Flux.
Huh.
Ever notice how people texting at night have that eerie blue glow or wake up ready to write down the next great idea and get blinded by your computer screen? During the day, computer screens look good. They're designed to look like the sun. But at 9 p.m., 10 p.m., or 3 a.m., you probably shouldn't be looking at the sun. So it does this. It realizes the time of day based on your clock on the PC, and then it adapts the screen to recognize that time of day and sort of dim it.
That's really cool.
Give it this orange color and whatever else.
Really, really cool.
But because I'm here at like 5 in the morning, it puts that in there. And I'm like, no, I'm awake.
Yeah, I want to see.
Give me everything.
Need to LCO.
Else.
We have Hispanic people listening.
What did Fresh say the other night? Numero 3.
Numero 3.
So we're at Marguerite's and we're doing the diamond giveaway and all that stuff, doing the drawdown, and DJ Fresh. From Yo and Jams was calling out some of the
CJ,
numbers.
Right?
CJ, if you're other people. But he was calling out some of the numbers. He did a couple of them in Spanish, and then he got to 3 for some reason. It was like, numero 3. And it's like, you know, those first couple of numbers are the easiest ones.
Does he go by CJ?
No, he does not.
No. It's, so
does Rick Thomas call him CJ?
Yeah, he does. Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, and my, you know what, we've been friends this week. I feel like we've worked really well together. It's me and Jay, and we're going to tell you about the Seafood Bistro and the glorious wonders you can find on their menu.
We're buddies.
Don't take it too far.
Emily and Jay, they're buddies.
Oh, my God.
You guys got theme music?
Gonna have some crab cakes at the Seafood Bistro.
Jay's a jingle master.
1651 Perry Hill Road is where they're located. You can call them at 279-7500, but they're closed right now. They open up at 11 this morning. And when they do, you could call ahead and place your order if you'd like. Best thing to do, though, check out their webpage. Go to theseafoodbistro.com. Theseafoodbistro.com. Have to have the word the in there. Whole menu is online for you. You can put that order in online if you'd like to, or you can call them and place that order there. You can even use the delivery apps on your phone to have it delivered right to your office, your home, wherever you are.
Do not eat lunch out of the vending machine. You deserve better. You deserve the bistro.
It's so good.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
It's so good.
You deserve better. You deserve the bistro. We should put it on a shirt.
That is good. That's a good one. Fried green tomatoes on the new board there. They got the fish tacos as well.
So good. The shrimp tacos.
I might go get some fried green tomatoes today.
And you can, too, at the Seafood Bistro, 1651 Perry Hill Road. Follow them on Facebook to stay up to date with daily specials. And always listen here to us because we're going to tell you about the things that are happening over there because we love them so much.
Stupid news coming up.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the Friday morning traffic, and we don't see a lot of issues for you. Things are back to pretty much of a normal traffic flow. The boulevard is moving along pretty well. We do see some hang-ups between Atlanta Highway and the Wetumpka Highway and around in the industrial area on the Northern Boulevard. If you're on the interstates, everybody is rolling along at a speed limit ride, and there are no big issues on the 31s this morning. Let's just be careful as we get our weekend started. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for the Depot Furniture Gallery. There's no doubt about it, they have the absolute best selection of rustic furniture anywhere in the River Region. I stopped by and I checked it out myself. You're going to love the rustic style of furniture, especially the ones with the sliding barn doors. Hey, if you're looking for the rustic look in entertainment centers, kitchen islands, pub tables, bedroom sets, coffee and end tables, you're going to find it at the Depot. The Depot also has a wide variety of rustic decorative accent items. Oh, and check out those metal wall signs like the ones that say Lake House, Farmhouse, Beach House, plus Roll Tide and War Eagle, too. Listen, if you're looking for rustic furniture, then it's the Depot Furniture Gallery. They're inside Prattville Pickers, 616 Highway 82. Other locations include Opelika, Birmingham, Ozark, and Arab. More locations coming soon. Visit thedepotfurnituregallery.com or call 380-3300.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
It's hot fun in the summertime. Hey, you can be the captain of your ship, or in this case, your watercraft, courtesy of Ward Yamaha Honda Suzuki Kawasaki in Troy, Alabama. They are a family-owned business celebrating 46 years, three generations, and the fourth generation is here. It's watercraft season, and Ward's has the Yamaha Wave Runners, one of the lightest, fastest, reliable, most fuel-efficient watercraft on the market today. They specialize in side-by-sides, Polaris, Kawasaki, Yamaha, and Honda. And they also specialize in building your side-by-side the way you want it. Top, windshield, winches, lift kits, wheels, and tires. Ward's has it. So go by and be a part of the family. 46 years strong, you can call Ward's today and get it taken care of. See AJ Troy and check them out on Facebook. Ward Yamaha, Troy, Alabama.
This is JR with Cat House Marine. We have been a longtime advertiser of Blue Water Broadcasting in Lubbock. They've been great at producing results and helping us build Cat House Marine's customer base and success in the river region.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And welcome back to the show. Barron filling in for Rich today, and Greg, of course, out. Everybody will be back on Monday. And Jay and Emily here as well.
We're just doing the best that we can with what we've got.
We are. There was a dog who ate, I don't know how many rocks.
Are you
going
to tell people that we're doing stupid news now, or are we just going to jump right into this?
Yeah, we're doing stupid news. But okay. Yeah, there was a dog that ate, I don't know how many pounds of rocks.
Why did the dog eat rocks?
Because they were grilling, and when they got done, some of the juice from that spilled, and the dog ate the rocks.
Yikes.
I know. And, this.
We had shrimp foil packs on the grill, and all of the butter and the broth, we found out that somebody had dumped theirs into the rocks. He just ate them up, and they started coming out the rear end. I was wondering how much he could possibly hold, and it had to have been at least 5 pounds. Bags like this.
Oh my gosh!
His stomach was full, his intestines were full, like, they were all throughout. It's cool to see an x-ray like that, but at the same time, as when it's your dog, it's a little scary. He's awesome. He's back to his regular self under very intense supervision. Sometimes even good dogs just get into stuff.
How awful! Stop, Jay.
Where did you find that bit? Where did you find that sound effect?
Jay!
That's the greatest thing I've ever heard. My life is now complete. Take me now, Jesus. I've done, seen, heard, and experienced everything.
Let me mark dog rocks off the list and dog poop off the list.
Are you proud of yourself?
Now, this one, this is not necessarily part of the stupid news, but to go along with that, so when I get these audio clips or whatever, they had one about a cat and an owner were reunited after, like...
Don't be rude about cats.
I have nothing rude. There's nothing rude here. There's nothing rude.
Rude.
So they had an audio clip of the cat and the owner reuniting, but basically it just sounds like a cat owner talking to its cat. That's it.
What do you mean?
It's just...
I talk to my girls every morning.
Probably, do you talk to them like a person, or do you talk to them?
Yes, because it's 5 o'clock in the morning and they start meowing and stuff, and it's like, dude, you know I'm going to feed you. I feed you every morning. It's not like you're going to go without a meal.
Do you sound like this?
What are you doing, meow meow? What are you doing down here? Yeah, she's your little meow meow. He's my little meow meow. She's a baby girl. Come here. Yeah, come give me kisses.
Sound
wow.
Exactly like that.
It don't sound exactly like
it's
that.
It's not that close. But, you know.
Don't give me cues.
Wow. I mean, my cats have been super sweet lately. I don't know what Irene's angling for, but she's, you know, she's been cuddling more often than...
You think she's playing 3D chess? is that what's happening here?
I don't know why I share anything with you people.
You people. What are you, Ross Perot? You people. Can I finish?
Can I finish? Let's see. There's a lot of businesses around the country right now with summer interns who can make magic happen on the internet, but are absolutely baffled by the most basic office tasks.
Like what?
A lot of the interns at businesses this summer from Generation Z, those are people born between the mid-90s and mid-2000s.
Not Emily.
Morons.
Reading cursive handwriting is a problem for them.
That's sad.
I bet writing.
How are they going to read our nation's founding documents?
Yeah. Using a landline phone?
Yeah, my kids wouldn't know how to do that.
The best thing is to see a kid hear a dial tone for the first time, and they're like, what? What is that?
Taking a message is apparently hard for them to do, and addressing an envelope to send regular mail is difficult.
Do they not teach that in school? Like, I remember in elementary school that we were taught, this is where your address goes, this is where you put the address you're sending it to, this is where the stamp goes, like, mm-hmm. with the lines and stuff, almost
you
like
had
an etiquette
thing. You had to be taught all that? You never checked the mail or anything? What?
That is a glare.
I was in first grade. Why would I be checking the mail? I couldn't pay those bills.
Okay. My kids check the mail, so.
You know what? Friendship revoked.
According to a new study out of New York University, people remember things better when they are accompanied by a bad smell.
What?
If you study for a test while maybe you're, you know, surrounded by garbage, you'll remember the information better than if you studied while you weren't sitting around garbage. Why do bad smells help us remember things? The researchers think it's because the bad smell triggers the trauma centers in our brain.
Oh, my God.
And when those are activated, we're sharper and our memories are stronger.
Oh, man. So, someone rips a wretched... I'm trying to think of the nicest way to... Someone has flatulence and it's...
Cuts the cheese.
Emily. Yeah, there we go. You're
looking for the right metaphor.
This social media is actually good for you. I don't believe that for a minute.
I think it's crap.
Well.
Yeah, I don't believe... I'm not even going to do that story.
I think it's crap, and I think the people that complain... What gets me about social media, and there are people that complain about, oh, you read this article, or you only read the title of the article, you didn't click through to read what it was actually about and all that stuff. They're the same ones that do the same thing, that share an article just based off the title of it and keep the whole anger pot brewing. I know people here that do that, and it drives me crazy. You can't complain about it and then be part of the problem. It's not how this works.
I sense frustration brewing in that chair over there.
Oh, it's been brewing all morning.
What's wrong? Why are you frustrated?
I'm not frustrated.
Oh, you're talking about frustration on this?
I'm talking about Jay.
Oh, no.
He was talking about you.
Oh, I'm not frustrated or mad.
He's talking about that chair.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway.
Home security camera captured a FedEx driver swearing under his breath. No, I don't have audio of this. The front door security cam filmed a frustrated FedEx driver dropping off a boatload of boxes and packages. The reason we know he's frustrated is because the mic overhears him quietly saying, "Do your own bleeping shopping." Then he rings the doorbell and leaves.
See, here's what I don't understand. Without that, he doesn't have a job.
What if it's someone that's, like, constantly getting packages, though?
So? I mean, that's job security.
Maybe they're having a bad day. People are allowed to have a bad day.
Oh, no? Tell me more.
Shut up.
Is that true, Emily? Emily Hayes telling me people are allowed to have a bad day? Go on, Emily. I want to hear more about this bad day thing.
You know what? Next time, I'll just sit the show out, and you and Darren can do it. I'll take a day off.
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on.
Seth is loving it.
You can't take a day off. All right, let's, what we got coming up next? We have traffic on the way. And we're going to get a look at our local news. Rich Thomas has the forecast. So there you go. News, weather, and traffic. It's all coming up next.
Yay!
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch with a final look at your Friday morning traffic, and things have returned to a normal traffic flow. We don't see a lot of issues for you this morning. If you are on the interstates, the traffic is up at a speed limit ride. If you're using the 31s to get into town, we don't see any hitches for you. And the traffic on the boulevard looks pretty good for a Friday morning. Keep in mind, our rush hour is probably going to start about noon today, so be careful out in traffic, and we will check in with you this afternoon. Let Reinhardt Toyota make this 4th of July road trip the best ever. Special deals are going on right now through the end of the month. Reinhardt Toyota now open till 8 p.m. and open on Sunday. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
It's my policy to never suggest you spend money where I haven't spent my own. And that's why I'm a proud 3-time purchaser at Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars, and suggest the next time you have need for an extra vehicle or you have a new driver in the family, you start your shopping with Tip Tames and that incredible team they've got at Jack Ingram. First of all, it's not going to be like your typical or what you perceive to be your typical used car shopping experience. The utmost in professionalism. They have a great inventory of all types of vehicles. In fact, I bought basically what was a brand new Rogue, but it was a signature used car with only 2,000 miles on it. I was able to get the full 100,000 bumper-to-bumper mileage. And you know what else I did? I lowered my payment by $130 a month. I'll tell you, that is a great team of people there, and we are not once, but twice, but 3 times very happy with the deals we got at Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars. 235 Northeastern Bypass, but you can browse online because they're proud of those cars. They've all got good vehicle histories, beautiful gleaming bodies, and you can shop with confidence because the Ingram team of mechanics has carefully vetted the quality of the engine in every single vehicle. JackIngram.com or stop by and see Tip and his team. The Budells have done it 3 times, and we will be back.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. An investigation is underway after human remains were found in the 3700 block of Wesley Drive Tuesday afternoon. Montgomery police say utility workers found the body. Investigators are still trying to determine a cause of death. There's an urgent search for a missing elderly man in Prattville. 81-year-old James Merriweather was last seen on 10th Street in Prattville around 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. He was wearing blue jeans, a blue and white shirt, and a black baseball hat. If you know where he is, call Prattville Police. And we're headed to Riverwalk Stadium tonight for Your Town Friday. Join Chief Meteorologist Shane Butler and our sports team as the Biscuits take on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Catch our live reports tonight at 5, 5:30, and 6 o'clock. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We've got a hot weekend forecast, but a few scattered storms will cool down some lucky towns. Today, sun cloud mix with a high temperature in the middle 90s. Heat index, I think, will be near 100. Widely scattered afternoon and evening storms. Low tonight, 73. Tomorrow and Saturday, there will be scattered relief. A few extra storms on the radar. Otherwise, partly sunny and hot. Low to mid-90s both days. Low 70s at night. Then on Monday, the 1st of July, high around 95. Tuesday, high 96. Spotty afternoon storms for a few. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
What in the gold dang world's going on around here? Someone told me 20 people are running for president. You can't have that many people running for president. It's too confusing. And what's the winner going to have, like 3% of the vote? That's just cockamamie tomfoolery. Back in my day, we had two people run for president. And you went down to the local church, you wrote down who you wanted to win, you put it in a box, and they shipped it to Washington. Then, if the winner was any good, he lasted 4 years without getting shot in the head. Those were the days. 20 people running for president. What kind of idiot came up with that? Just stupid.
Nerd news.
Oh, Jay, it's for you.
I know. That's why. Let's see. Researchers in Singapore are working on a new blood test that could diagnose Alzheimer's disease before you even have symptoms.
That's good.
That is. This is both nerd news and good news.
Hey, Danu.
A team at Columbia found a massive reservoir of fresh water underneath the Atlantic Ocean. And they think there could be more all over the world. We're a little bit closer to having autonomous robot insects. The newest version kind of looks like a dragonfly, but it's still not great at flying, but they're getting there.
What do you mean by autonomous?
That I don't know. Like, you know.
Because that's kind of frightening.
It is, isn't it?
I don't know that I want autonomous robots.
That's a little bit.
Wasn't that the plot of Terminator?
Yeah. geologists in Utah found an ancient crocodile. And because of the teeth, they think it was actually a vegetarian.
Huh.
A plant eater.
A plant eating crocodile?
Yeah.
That's boring.
Lots of Mars news happened this week. Experts now think that life may have existed there before life on Earth.
Jay, did you not learn in the show earlier that Baron doesn't believe in space?
In space?
I believe in space. I love that fact about the palm of the hand in North America. Yeah, I love the vastness of space.
That's, yeah,
I
the read size about is amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
A photo of SpaceX's new Mars Starship made the rounds online, and a study found an all-female team of astronauts could potentially colonize the planet without men. We talked about that earlier this week.
Yep.
And researchers at Northern Illinois are working on a new AI that would basically translate baby cries.
What?
So parents would know if it's a normal cry or something more serious.
I don't know about that.
You know what baby cries are? I'm wet, or I'm hungry, or I went doing my britches. or I'm tired. If a baby is rested, doesn't have dew in its britches, isn't wet, and isn't hungry, it won't cry.
I went doing my britches.
It's only there are four reasons they cry. That's it. There's no other reason.
Aren't you also wet if you go doing your britches?
Well, it depends on the kind of. Some of them are kind of pellety.
Okay, that's enough.
More like clay.
Get the call. Take the call.
Well.
Hey, Randall.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, Randall used to change diapers. He knows what I'm talking about.
Shoot, yeah, bro. I mean, it's the best thing in the world. I mean, it is. Especially when you get it in your fingernail and you still smell it.
Oh, I mean, you can talk like that on News and Views. You can't talk like that on the
keep
morning.
Keep those nails trimmed.
Hey, but it's
what kind of werewolf things do you have on the end of your fingers?
You know, I mean, back when you had the coat fingernail was in style. Back when the coat fingernail was in style, you know, the long fingernail.
No. This was a mistake.
Back in 1985, when white wine and cocaine ruled the day.
That's it, baby. And I just want to say, I mean, Emily and Jay, you know by the calls. The calls y'all got this week, y'all have been outstanding. Y'all make it so easy for people to call. Not that we miss Greg. We miss the easing into the, you know, the crazy facts, not just jumping straight out of a break into them. But I'm just joking. But, man, I'm going to tell y'all, Greg, we miss you, but y'all made it so easy. Y'all gentle voice, your healing toast. I mean, Greg is creamy, but it's also deep, and people are scared of that sometimes. And I loved all these new calls that called this week. It's been so good.
Greg is what, but also what?
Greg is creamy.
Creamy, but also deep. It kind of, you know, folks get scared of that deep, you know. Yeah, creamy. Creamy. Man, you got the, yeah, he's creamy.
I got you. I didn't know.
The buttery one, the creamy one, and then, bang, we got you. And everybody loves you.
I'm not crazy.
You know that. But I do got to know, man, did you love that clip Jay played of the dog so much, of the sounds and how you put it together? Did you love it because it made Emily so uncomfortable? I think you loved it because Emily hated it.
The dog and the rocks.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to think of what I loved about it. The fact that it was there. that exists.
Jay, you did well on that.
And there was like, it was like a metal clank in the middle somewhere.
The cat came out of there. All right, Randall, well, thanks for calling.
All right, we'll see. It kind of reminds me how I used to chase Emily. We'll see y'all.
Oh, God bless America.
We got our morning maroons and...
Yeah. Oh. We have the...
it's magic.
O-face.
We have the... we have the end of the week segment where we're going to let our guest... Lest he forget, he's a guest on this show.
I don't know. You know, you've been regretful of all your ideas so far this morning.
Yeah, I am not.
You want him to pull numbers?
I mean, I think he can do that if we give him the rules.
He's done it before.
We have 44 callers this week.
We'll be back with our morning maroons. Here's a final look at traffic.
Montgomery Skywatch with a final look at your Friday morning traffic, and things have returned to a normal traffic flow. We don't see a lot of issues for you this morning. If you are on the interstates, the traffic is up at a speed limit ride. If you're using the 31s to get into town, we don't see any hitches for you. And the traffic on the boulevard looks pretty good for a Friday morning. Keep in mind, our rush hour is probably going to start about noon today, so be careful out in traffic, and we will check in with you this afternoon. Let Reinhardt Toyota make this 4th of July road trip the best ever. Special deals are going on right now through the end of the month. Reinhardt Toyota now open till 8 p.m. and open on Sunday. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
One thing I've learned about people that have done well with money, they've had good advice and they plan. Now, if you're somebody who has really sort of managed your own money and you're not happy with where you're sitting, or you've got goals in mind that you would like to achieve, reach out for the best help available. That's the team at McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Call 387-0094 and schedule a conversation, because that's really what it is. There's no sales pitch in this, nothing menacing or intimidating, just a brilliant brain trust that's devoted 24/7 to not only keeping an eye on the news that affects all of us and all of our money, but to put together plans for you, to help you achieve your goals of a comfortable retirement, making sure you have the money to get your kid through school, or just to have something to fall back on for a rainy day. Start an investment portfolio. Whatever your goals, it's certainly worth the time to sit down with Brant McDonald and that team and talk to them about it. 387-0094. That's 387-0094. McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management.
Hey, kids.
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
I'm Jared with Tire City and Automotive Service. We are offering a buy three tires, get the fourth free. That's right, buy three tires, get the fourth one free. Get unbelievable savings on over 700 tires we have in stock while supplies last. Visit TireCityAL.com.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now it's time for our morning maroons. Sorry.
I was still talking.
Well, I'll just turn your mic on next time after we come out of a break, and we'll just go into whatever you're talking about.
I was talking about church stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing? You're not supposed to pull numbers yet.
We're not doing numbers yet.
Put your basket down.
Here are your morning maroons. This comes out of Vancouver.
Ah, Vancouver, eh?
A guy in Vancouver bought a new McLaren.
Oh, wow.
This is a $250,000 car or more.
Yeah.
10 minutes. 10 minutes after he bought it, he was pulled over for going 100 miles per hour. He got a ticket and the car was impounded.
Oh, why did you impound a car? Did he not have a license or something?
Pulled over the highway, got a...
Maybe it's a Canadian rule. I should not have given you the basket because you're fiddling with the numbers and everybody can hear it, and it's not time to do that.
Can I tell you I used to pull numbers before you even worked here?
Yeah, whatever.
He got a $281 ticket and his new car was impounded. Now we're going to Spain.
I thought you were going to say space.
No.
Can we go to space, Jay?
Spain.
Can we go to space?
Yeah,
no, there's some...
Can we go to the moon for the first time in humanity's history?
You...
A 52-year-old woman in Madrid, Spain, and her 20-year-old daughter went to the cops earlier this month to file a complaint. She had a problem because her hitman ripped her off.
No.
I never understand people that do this.
So here's how it went down. Apparently, the woman had paid $8,000 to a hitman to kill her boyfriend because she believed her boyfriend had cheated her out of $68,000.
Let me tell you.
And after he was dead, she planned to sell his organs on the black market to recoup the money.
What?
The hitman she was hired was her daughter's 29-year-old boyfriend, but the hitman got cold feet, kept the money, but didn't make the hit, so the woman and her daughter went to the cops to complain, and they were promptly arrested. So was the boyfriend.
I'm sorry, but these people never seen an episode of Law and Order in their life? It's on USA all the time.
Well, they're from Spain, so not USA.
If you're trying to buy a hitman for $8,000...
Yeah, right?
You know what I mean? That ain't the going rate, people. That's a discount hitman. You get what you pay for. You got to pay more than that. You pay at least 3 or 4 times
that's
that much.
That's frightening.
And finally, we're going to England on this one.
We're awfully international today. With
we are. This is.
Tell us about it, Jay.
New Yorkshire.
Tell us about it, Jay.
New Yorkshire. 58-year-old woman named Valerie Sanders.
Your accent's worse than mine.
It is. She kept asking her husband, Michael, to stop working out so much so he could do some of the vacuuming and cleaning around the house. She was arrested for that. Why? Well, 4 years ago, the UK made coercive control illegal.
You are kidding me.
Basically, mentally abusing someone by controlling them. And while it's great to recognize the realities of non-physical abuse, this really isn't what that law was made for. She wound up spending 17 hours in a jail cell, and now, 14 months later, the charges were dropped right before she was supposed to start her trial. Why did Michael call the cops? She was controlling, he said. She was constantly on me. I'm not sure if she should have gone to court or not. That was not my decision. They are now getting a divorce.
Good Lord.
What about the old days of being a man?
So who do you think wins
sticking
this
up
one?
For yourself.
Okay, so as far as who wins that one, it's the Spain lady.
The hitman. The hitman.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what I thought it was. Coming up next, we have got our big grand prize drawing.
How many numbers, Emily?
Four.
Four numbers?
It's going to be a long
drawing. How many total numbers am I drawing from?
Three.
How many total people?
They're going to figure this out. We'll be back.
Hey, it's Greg. I've had a lot of fun over the years talking about some of the less brilliant decisions I've made in my life, but I make a good one now and then. And one of those I made about 6 years ago when I switched all my prescriptions to Adams Drugs. You know, there's been a lot of mergers, and some of these pharmacies, having combined vast patient pools, have now become so busy they can't offer you that personal level of service. We're talking about your health. You got a question about a prescription, you want to make sure you have pharmacists who have time to consult with you. At Adams Drugs, that's never going to be an issue. If you can hear me over the radio, there is one near you. If you want to be treated like your business is appreciated, to have that what I call Mayberry-esque level of service, give them a try. It takes 2 minutes to get your insurance information into the system. You'll also experience people whose customer service standard is golden. They are truly awesome. And they'll work and fight for every dime to put back in your pocket when it comes to co-pays and so forth. They'll work hard for you. They have gift shops. They have all your over-the-counter needs at Adams Drugs. There's a wellness clinic at the location at Perry Hill Road that offers a variety of service. You can go to adamsdrugs.net to find out what they have. In fact, go to that same web address, adamsdrugs.net, to find the one nearest you and get ready for great service. Adams Drugs.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Bigger, better than ever. It's the Kaiser Fine Furnishings 4th of July sale. Prices are marked an additional 20% off. They're already 40% off discounted prices. Save on a rustic king bed was $17.59. Now only $7.59. Or a square pub table with four stools was $14.59. July 4th priced at $6.39. These examples of savings you'll find store-wide at Kaiser. Most everything in stock is ready for delivery. Check out our huge selection on recliners. All on sale. Shop wiser. Buy Kaiser. During the 4th of July sale. Now through July 6th on the Wetumpka Highway.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor. There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I've heard from a lot of people that they really like our wings, that ours are particularly good. Our quesadillas are great. We do a lot of different things. Shrimp and feta, which is a light one, which is good.
Sinclair's fits your budget and your appetite.
You can come in there and spend $5, $6, $7, $8 and be happy, or you can spend $25 or $30 and be very happy, and, you know, get steaks and seafood.
Sinclair's has healthy options as well.
We've got one that's called a beet and blue, which is really, really good. You know, we do several different ways. We do a Caesar salad. Got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular. It's fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on a salad. So I see people come in at night and the whole table will have a salad. But at lunchtime, obviously, I see a lot of people come in and the whole table will have a salad.
You can really step it up with Sinclair's Fine Dining. Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, now all we have left is our big grand prize game.
Oh, how exciting! That's awfully annoying.
Oh. Whatever,
no.
Whatever came out. All right, so our first drawing is for a
$25 gift certificate to the Capital Oyster Bar, courtesy of Eddie Bader at the Goodson Group.
Better with Bader.
Remember, when you're buying or selling, the best way to go is with Eddie Bader. And Baron?
19.
Caller 19 is Kathy T.
You're welcome, Kathy.
Congratulations, Kathy T. You just got a $25 gift certificate to the Capital Oyster Bar. And I saw Lewis just yesterday.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Now, they're actually, just to let you know, they're going to be closed all week this coming week. They will open up on Friday, the day after the 4th of July. So, all right, our next prize is for the works at Don Duncan.
And that goes to who, Baron?
Number 33.
Flavor.
Congratulations. Got yourself the works at Don Duncan. I don't exactly know what the retail value on that is, but it's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's a good jam.
Get your oil changed, and they'll vacuum out your car, and they'll do all that stuff. And you won't have to pay a dime because you just got the works at Don Duncan. Now, for our final prize, it is a membership to the Clark's Club.